BBC News. The British government has suffered a setback in its plans to begin the process for leaving the European Union after the High Court in London ruled that it must get parliamentary approval before formally triggering the relevant clause. Up to 240 migrants are feared dead in two shipwrecks off the coast of Libya. The UN Refugee Agency said 29 people survived one of the shipwrecks, while about 120 also in the boat were missing. Two survivors of the second shipwreck told rescuers that about the same number were missing from their boat. The wife of the Republican contender in the US presidential election, Melania Trump, has made a rare campaign speech for her husband in the run-up to next Tuesday's vote. Speaking in the state of Pennsylvania, Mrs. Trump highlighted her role as a mother and her own immigrant background. She said her husband loved America and promised he would make it great again. Top UN officials in Myanmar have joined a group of ambassadors to call for an independent, credible investigation into allegations of human rights abuse in Rakhine State. A Burmese government spokesman said they were considering the request. A scientific study has found that smoking 20 cigarettes a day for a year creates up to 150 genetic mutations in every cell in the lungs. An international team of scientists analysed DNA from more than 5,000 cancer tumours from smokers and non-smokers. It's the first study to attempt to quantify the genetic damage inflicted by tobacco and the harm smoking causes other organs. A Syrian refugee has been jailed for 15 years in Germany for throwing his three young children out of a first-floor window last February, despite his wife. The children survived but are still suffering the psychological effects. The court heard that the man felt dishonoured by his literate wife. BBC News.